KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy today, a high of 73. We picked up 1.42 inches of rainfall here at the KJAN studios over the past 24 hours. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Western Iowa news, a man from Nebraska was arrested following an attempted traffic stop and a pursuit this morning in Council Bluffs. Authorities say just before 2 a.m., Bluffs police officers pulled over a vehicle in the area of North 8th Street and Avenue F. Officers made contact with the driver of the vehicle and identified him as 38-year-old Maurice Stewart of Omaha. Stewart had valid warrants for his arrest issued out of Douglas County, Nebraska. When the officer was returning to his patrol car, Stewart accelerated away from the traffic stop and headed east out of Council Bluffs on Highway 6. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies pursued Stewart and deployed stop sticks at 270th and Highway 6. After Stewart's vehicle went into the ditch, he fled on foot into a cornfield. Following a foot pursuit, deputies took Stewart into custody and transported him to the Pottawatomie County Jail. He was charged with fraudulent use of plates, no registration, an equipment violation, and eluding. Other charges were filed by the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department. Two men were arrested early this morning in Council Bluffs for failing to obey the orders of a police officer. Authorities say at around 1:25 a.m., an officer was conducting a traffic stop on the 3500 block of John Street. When the vehicle came to a stop, the driver, identified as 38-year-old Gary Borrow of Omaha, exited the vehicle and allegedly moved in an aggressive manner toward the officer, who then called for assistance. Borrow continued to disobey the officer's commands and would not remove his hands from his pockets. He also would not return to his vehicle. A passenger in the vehicle, identified as 21-year-old Jamie Thiessen of Louisville, exited the vehicle and also allegedly began to come at the officer. Thiessen then moved away and came toward the officer again. At that point, neither Borrow nor Thiessen would follow the officer's command. Borrow was eventually arrested on charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of weapons, obedience to peace officers, no driver's license, no insurance, no signal, and for making a U-turn. Thiessen was charged with obedience to peace officers. A man from Carson was arrested Monday afternoon following an investigation into the alleged assault of his parent. 30-year-old Matthew Scott Thompson was located in Oakland and taken into custody for domestic assault with injury and obstruction of emergency communications. His arrest followed an incident at a home in Carson where a 54-year-old female victim suffered a possible minor internal injury and a cell phone valued at $400 was destroyed or damaged. Officials of the Harlan Police Department Tuesday afternoon released a report on recent arrests. On Monday, 28-year-old Eric Brandt of Griswold was taken into custody after officers were called to the 1600 block of 8th Street for a suspect who might be suicidal. Brandt was taken to Murtu Medical Center for evaluation. While at Murtu's emergency room, Brandt allegedly became aggressive and officers were called to assist. When Brandt was medically cleared by the emergency room staff, he was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with two counts of disorderly conduct and assault. Brandt was later transferred to the custody of Pottawatomie County deputies for transport to the Pottawatomie County Jail under authority of a warrant for failure to appear in court. On Sunday, three subjects were arrested in Harlan after officers were called to investigate the theft of a purse from the 1000 block of 7th Street. As a result of the investigation, a search warrant was served on a residence in the 1300 block of Hawkeye Avenue. 29-year-olds Brian Schumann and Jackie Thielen, along with 21-year-old Julia Comstock, all of Harlan, were taken into custody and transported to the Shelby County Jail. Schumann was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Comstock was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of stolen property, theft in the fourth, and prohibited acts penalties, while Thielen was charged with theft in the fourth, possession of stolen property. 48-year-old Demetrius Mongo of Harlan was taken into custody Sunday following a traffic stop. Mongo was transported to the Shelby County Jail where he was charged with operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated and failure to have a valid driver's license. And last Saturday, Harlan police arrested 51-year-old Amy Jo Ross of Harlan after officers were called to the 500 block of Market Street for an intoxicated female. Ross was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with intoxication in public. Also arrested Saturday was 48-year-old Lisa Giles of Harlan following a traffic stop. Giles was cited for driving under suspension, given a court date, and then released. In our funeral announcements, Louis Odendahl, age 98, of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A mass of Christian burial for Louis Odendahl will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Mary Claire Bowman, age 80, of Harlan, died Monday in Erling. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Bowman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Charles Allen Van Arnhem, age 74, of Wyota, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Charlie Van Arnhem will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Oneida. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Marilyn Steinbeck, age 75, of Griswold, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Marilyn Steinbeck will be Friday at 2:30 at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Jerry Nairn, age 70, of Harlan, died September 26th. The celebration of life service for Gerald Jerry Nairn will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Rhodey Funeral Home in Kingsley, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan assisting with the arrangements. Darlene Armstrong, age 92, of Manson and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Manson. Funeral services for Darlene Armstrong will be next Monday, October 10th at 1 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ray Dreher, age 75, of Hamlin, died Thursday at St. Anthony's Regional Hospital in Carroll. Cremation has taken place, and memorial services for Ray Dreher will be held on October 15th at 5 p.m. at the Exira Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Audubon has arrangements. Mary Begley, age 106, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Private services will be held for Mary Begley. The Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. And Martha Kramer, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at her home. Services for Martha Kramer are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.